Okay, my name is Jaylene, and I am 13. Today is November 26th, and I'm speaking with Joanna, who is my sister, and we're recording in the room. Can you tell me about a person who has been kindness to you in your life?
I think the kindest person in my life, I think would be, I think my best friend, Sharon. She is always there for me and always knows what to say. When I'm upset.
And when did you meet her?
I met her in fourth grade. In fourth grade, we had the same homeroom teacher.
Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
I think one of my happiest memories, would be in Mexico when I'm spending time with my grandpa.
Okay. What is your favorite memory of me?
My favorite memory of you. I think my favorite memory of you would be when you were a toddler. We would say like the most random things, and you would always dance to whatever song was playing or randomly.
Okay. What are you proudest of in your life?
I'm really proud that I'm a first generation college student. I graduated from Dominican University, and I'm currently pursuing a master's, which I'm the first in my family to do that. So yeah, that's a pretty big proud moment for me.
How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as a kind person who was always there for everybody and who put others before herself, and just as a compassionate, empathetic person.
Do you have any regrets?
I wish there are some things I wish that I didn't not necessarily do, but that I wish I enjoyed more my childhood, and be nicer to people. But I wouldn't say that I regret anything necessarily, because I think that the choices that we make are what defines us as a person. Our mistakes are also what makes us who we are. So at the end of the day, I don't think I regret anything.
What does your future hold?
Well, like I said, I'm currently going to grad school, pursuing my EDS in school psychology. So I really, my goal is to become a school psychologist and, work for, and I would hope to work for a underrepresented community and, help kids make an impact in their life.
Can you tell me about where you grew up? What was it like?
Well, I grew up here in Berwyn, so it was pretty calm, pretty nice area. It still is pretty okay, and I grew up with, like, my neighbor, who's the same age as me, so that was a good experience.
Did you have a nickname? And if so, can you tell me a story about how you got it?
I have a few nicknames. I think that I don't think there's really a story of how I got it. It's my family just makes up random nicknames, like, out of love. Like, you, they call you Flaca, which, you know, means skinny in Spanish, because, you know, you've always, or, like, I mean, they call me that too. So there's several different nicknames, like, depending, like, my family has a nickname for me, my friends have a nickname for me, like Joe or Jojo. My friends, like, gave me that nickname, like, in elementary school, so there's not really a story to it.
What was one of the worst things you ever did as a kid?
I was a pretty good kid overall. Like, I don't think there was anything really, really bad that I did as a kid. But, this is kind of hard. I don't know. I have to think. Well, like, I don't know what's the worst thing I did as a kid, but, I mean, I remember, like, me and my brother would always fight, like, growing up, and there's this one time where we were, like, play fighting, and we ended up breaking the wall. So, yeah, we got in trouble for that. I wouldn't know if that's the worst thing I've done. I can't really think of what is the worst thing I've done, but for overall, I think I was a pretty okay kid.
Are there any childhood friends you want to tell me about?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few. I mean, my best friend, my childhood best friend, she's still my best friend. I mean, she lives in Texas now, so I don't see her often, but I do talk to her very often. I have another friend who's Lizette, who I've known since first kindergarten and first grade. And, you know, they're, like, the closest people to me. And, you know, we still talk to each other, see each other here and there. We recently had a Friendsgiving where I reunited with my friends. I also have my neighbor. We're not really friends anymore, but she was my, like, childhood friend. Like, we grew up together since, like, I moved here. And I think I was, like, 4 years old. And we were, you know, it was a good childhood growing up, having someone to, like, play with all the time.
Can you tell me one of your happiest childhood memories? Can you tell me one of your worst childhood memories?
One of my happiest childhood memories. I think one of my happiest childhood memories was definitely growing up with my brother. We used to share a room together, and, you know, like, we would stay up late at night, and we would get in trouble together, like, when we were, like, past our bedtime. We would just, like, talk about random things, or we would do random stuff. Like, we would take apart, like, toy cars, and, you know, just do the most random things. Like, this was before, like, you know, before we had, like, phones, before there was, like, internet, any of that. And one of my worst memories. I think one of my worst childhood memories was I think one of my worst childhood memories, I guess, I'm not sure if it's my worst, but there was this one time that I was being taken care of by my aunt or my grandparents, I don't remember. think they were all in one house, and I got scolded by my grandpa, and I don't know, that made me feel very upset, and, like, I don't know, I guess I kind of distanced myself from my grandfather. Didn't really, like, have a big relationship with him, and yeah.
Did you have any other favorite stories from your childhood? Like funny or anything like that?
I mean, this is not really a favorite story, but I mean, yeah, when I was little, I was like a toddler, and my mom was like giving me a bath or something, and I was messing around in the bathtub, and my mom, you know, told me to stop, and I, like, turned around or did, like, a spin or something, and then, like, I slipped in the bathtub, and, yeah, I opened up my, like, near my eye, and my mom had to call the ambulance, not the ambulance, the ambulance, I guess, yeah, and I had to get stitches, so that was a fun time.
Were there any teachers who had a particularly strong influence on your life? Can you tell me about them?
Yeah, so my middle school teacher, Miss Moran, who was my ELA teacher from 6th to 8th grade all 3 years. Like, she was really strict, you know, gave us homework almost every single day for, you know, that I can remember 6th through 8th grade, but, like, she taught me a lot. Like, we read so much. I remember we had to read, like, a book every month and do a project on it, but it was like we got to choose our own books, and it was like a different genre every month, and we also read a book as a class together, and we did writing, and I just feel like I've became a good writer because of her, and I learned so much about reading, and I enjoyed reading a lot, and I'm kind of upset now that I don't have the opportunity to read for fun as much as I would want to anymore, but definitely learned a lot from her, and I'm grateful for her.
Can you tell me about what you do for a living?
So right now I have two jobs, and I'm a full-time student, so I'm a grad student, and then I work part-time at Whole Foods right now, and then I'm also an RVT, which is basically, RVT stands for Registered Behavior Technician, and we work with children with autism. So right now I work with two siblings, one of them is 5 and the other is 3 years old, and so basically we have a BCBA who is the behavior analyst who creates the programs for the clients, based on, you know, the client. It's all individualized to the client, and we basically work with them to build their skills and provide them with, like, you know, functional skills so that they are able to, you know, live as independently as possible, as they grow up.
Do you like your job or your jobs?
Yeah, I really enjoy being an RBT. I enjoy working with kids, and I mean, it's a hard job, definitely, you know, you have to have a lot of patience, and it can be like mentally draining if you don't take care of yourself, but you know, seeing the results or seeing like improvement in the kids definitely is a big reward. Makes me feel good. And my job at Whole Foods, it's okay. It's not like that, but that's not like, you know, something that I see myself long term. It's just more of like income to pay off school.
Do you have any favorite stories from your work life?
Yeah. I guess my favorite story, it's not really a story, but I used to work with my cousin, and before she stopped working there, it was a very, like, fun experience just working with a family member, because, you know, we'd take our lunch breaks together and our breaks, and, like, you know, she would scare me, like, at work, and we just, like, mess with each other. And I work in the produce department, so there's obviously a big organic section of Whole Foods. So one time I remember I was like taking out a fennel from the like box, the pallet, and as I got to the bottom I saw this like huge thing, and I was like, what is that? And then I realized that it was a toad. So there was a toad in the box, and the toad was still alive. One of the employees ended up taking it because they had like a tank, they had like a tank for like, they had like reptiles, so they ended up like taking it in until the spring, until like they could find like a place to take it because it was winter time. So yeah, that was a that was an interesting thing that happened there.
Well, thank you for taking time for me to interview you, and that is it. Mm-hmm.